بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the three fundamental principles. And the author rahimahullah reached the last and final chapter of his great book. قال رحمه الله والناس إذا ماتوا يبعثون والدليل قول الله تعالى قوله تعالى منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. He said, after death the people will be resurrected. So he is now going to talk about the resurrection. And the proof is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he cited the verse Surah Taha chapter 20 verse 55. قال الله تعالى منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. From the earth we created you, O mankind, and to it we shall return you after death, and from it we shall raise you to life yet again. So he moved, the author rahimahullah, to another fundamental principle, and this is the iman, al-imanu bil-ba'th, believing in the resurrection. So this, it's not only death that is meant. We know, and everyone knows, that the kafirs and the hypocrites, everyone will die. It's inevitable. No one denies death, because this is something perceived. However, the issue is the resurrection after death. This is the point of conflict between the believers and the non-believers. This is the point of conflict between the believers and the non-believers. Al-ba'thu ba'd al-mawt, resurrection after death. Turning of the bodies after turning into dust, it will be restructured again as it was originally created, and the soul will be breathed into each body. And then it will come out from the graves to the land of gathering, al-mahshar. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70, verse 43. يوم يخرجون من الأجداف صراعا كأنهم إلى نصب يوفضون. The day when they will come out of the graves quickly as racing to a goal. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Qamar 54 verses 7 and 8. يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر مهطعين إلى الدع. They will come forth with humbled eyes from their graves as if they were locusts spread abroad, hastening towards the caller. The disbelievers will say, this is a hard day. No one will stay behind. People will be resurrected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect them to life after death. In order for what? To reward or punish them. And this is the result of sending the messengers. This is the result of sending the messengers. And therefore, we must act today. We must act today for the day of resurrection. The terrors are already informed to us concerning this day. And we must fear it. We must fear it. It must be on our minds. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Muzzammil 73
and verses 17 to 18. فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا.
Then how can you avoid the punishment if you disbelieve on a day that will make the children grey-headed, whereupon the heaven will be cleft asunder? His promise is certainly to be accomplished. Verily, this is an admonition. Therefore, whosoever will, let him take a path to his Lord. Anyone who denies this day, then he is a kafir, then he is a disbeliever. The belief in this day is one of the six pillars of faith, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed by saying, أن تؤمن بالله, that you believe in Allah, وملائكته, and his angels, وكتبه, and his books, ورسله, and his messengers, واليوم الآخر, and the last day. And the last day. So whoever doesn't believe in the day of resurrection and in resurrection, then he is a disbeliever. Even if he testifies that there is no God, no true God, except Allah, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is Allah's messenger, even if he prays, fasts, makes hajj, gives zakah, does all the acts of obedience, but if he denies al-ba'th, resurrection, or doubts it, then he is kafir billahi azza wa jalla. Then he is a disbeliever in Allah Azza wa Jal. And the evidences for the resurrection are replete. From that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 55. قال الله تعالى
منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى.
Thereof the earth we created you, and into it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you out once again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and repeated the affirmation of the resurrection to life, so that the people should have iman, faith in it, and so that their iman should increase, and that they should act for the tremendous day, concerning which we ask Allah, the free of all imperfections, the Most High, that He makes us from those who act for it, and who are successful in attaining salvation on it. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 25.
قَالَ فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنَ وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ.
He said, therein you shall live, and therein you shall die, and from it you shall be brought out, meaning resurrected. There is also, in addition to these textual proofs from the Quran, there is also an intellectual proof from the Quran itself. And that is, the one who is able to initiate is able to repeat by all means. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Rum, chapter 30, verse 27.
وهو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده وهو أهون عليه وله المثل الأعلى في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
And he, it is who originates the creation, then will repeat it after it has been perished. And this is easier for him. His is the highest description in the heavens and in the earth, and he is almighty and all wise. Nobody will deny having been created after having been nothing. And that they came newly into existence after non-existing. So the one who created and brought him about after his having been nothing will without doubt be able to restore him to existence again. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 104.
يوم نقوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين.
And remember the day when we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll rolled up for books. As we began the first creation, we shall repeat it. It is a promise binding upon us. Truly, we shall do it. We all recognize the greatness of the heavens and the earth and their wondrous construction. So it is even more fitting that Allah, who created them both, will be fully able to create and then resurrect man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 57,
لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
The creation of the heavens and the earth is indeed greater than the creation of mankind, yet most of mankind know not. وقال تعالى in Surah Al-Ahqaf 46, verse 33,
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَمْ يَحْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَى أَنْ يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَى بَلَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ.
Do they not see that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth and was not wearied by their creation, is able to give life to the dead? Yes, surely He is able to do all things. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Yasin 36 verses 81 and 82,
أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like of them? Yes, indeed, he is the all-knowing supreme creator. Verily, his command when he intends a thing is only that he says to it, be, and it is. So glorified is he and exalted above all that they associate with him, and in whose hands is the dominion of all things. And to him you shall be returned. And from the proofs on the resurrection is what occurs to the earth, the vegetation in it. You see the earth barren, no vegetation therein. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the rain and the vegetation grows. The vegetation that was dead, it comes to life, and thus the physical bodies in the earth, stored in the earth, rain will come on it and it will grow, and becomes complete. Then the souls will be breathed in each respective body. So you see the land barren and then brought to life in that which grows therein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who gives life to the earth after its death. قال الله تعالى in Surah Fussilat 41:39.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
And among his signs is this, or in this, that you see the earth barren, but when we send down water to it, it is stirred to life and growth of vegetation. Verily he who gives it life, surely he is able to give life to the dead. Indeed, he is able to do all things. Also, from another intellectual point of view, if there is no resurrection, then this entails that creation came to existence pointlessly and worthlessly and without any wisdom, such that they will exist, the believers, the non-believers, atheists, tyrants, sinful, all live then die without recompense. Is it really fitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he leaves mankind like this without rewarding the people of faith and people of goodness with what they deserve, and also punish the people who deserve from the kafirs and the criminals? Certainly it is not befitting to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Najm chapter 53 verse 31.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى.
and to Allah belongs all that in the heavens and all that in the earth, that He may requite those who do evil with that which they have done, and reward those who do good with what is best in paradise. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23 verses 115 and 116,
أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ.
Did you think that we had created you in play without any purpose, and that you would not be brought back to us? So exalted be Allah, the true King. La ilaha illahu, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the Lord of the Supreme Throne. Wa qala Allah ta'ala in Surah Al-Jathiyah, verse 21,
أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ.
Or do those who earn evil deeds think that we shall hold them equal with those who believe and do righteous good deeds in their present life and after their death? Worst is the judgment that they make. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى in Surah Sad, verse 28, chapter 38, verse 28,
أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ.
Shall we treat those who believe and do righteous good deeds as مُفْسِدِين كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, those who associate partners in worship with Allah and commit crimes on earth? Or shall we treat the muttaqeen, the pious and the righteous, as the fujjar, the criminals, the disbelievers, the wicked? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Qiyamah, chapter 75, verses 36 to 40.
أن يترك سدى ألم يك نطفة من مني يمنى ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى.
ألا سبحانه على كل شيء قدير. Does man think that he will be left neglected without being punished or rewarded and without a purpose? Was he not a nutfa poured forth? Then he became an alaqa, then Allah shaped and fashioned him. In due proportion, and made him in two sexes, male and female. Is not he Allah who does that, able to give life to the dead? Yes, he is able to do all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the kafirs for their denial of the resurrection, as in Surah Yasin 16, 78, 80.
وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون
And he puts forth for us a parable and forgets his own creation. He says, who will give life to these bones when they have rotted away and became dust? Say, he will give life to them who created them for the first time. And he is all knower of every creation. He who produces for you fire out of the green tree, when behold you kindle therewith. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like of them? Yes, indeed. He is all-knowing, supreme creator. Verily, his command when he intends a thing is only that he says to it be, and it is. So glorified is he and exalted above all that they associate with him, and in whose hands is the dominion of all things, and to him you shall be returned. And also subhanahu wa ta'ala said in response to the kuffar's denial of the resurrection, as in Surah An-Naml, 16 correct that please قال الله تعالى
وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لا يبعث الله من يموت بلى وعدا عليه حقا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون ليبين لهم الذي يختلفون فيه وليعلم الذين كفروا أنهم كانوا كاذبين إنما قولنا لشيء إذا أردناه أن نقول له كن فيكون والذين هاجروا في الله من بعد ما ظلموا لنبوئنهم في الدنيا حسنة ولأجر الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون
And they swear by Allah, their strongest oaths, that Allah will not raise up him who dies. Yes, he will raise them up. A promise binding upon him in truth, but most of mankind know not. And they swear by Allah in order that they may make manifest to them the truth of that wherein they differ, and that those who disbelieved in resurrection and in Tawheed may know that they were liars. Verily our word unto a thing when we intended is only that we say unto it be and it is. وقال الله تعالى in سورة التغابن 64:7
زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن ثم لتنبؤن بما عملتم وَذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ
The disbelievers pretend that they will never be resurrected for the account. say, yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected. Then you will be informed of and recompensed for what you did. And this is easy for Allah. And after resurrection, people will be recompensed, requited. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Najm, verse 31-53. قال الله تعالى
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى.
And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, that He may requite those who do evil with that which they have done, meaning punish them in hell, and reward those who be good or do good with what is best, meaning paradise. So these are the evidences for the resurrection, which affirms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect those in the graves, and that He will recompense each doer in accordance with his deeds. Good for good and evil for evil. So the kafir and the fasiq and the sinner and the atheist all will face the resurrection and the requital. As to the believer who truly believes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeks means of nearness to Him, that all are legal, in legal ways, then his actions will not be in vain. There is a promise which he will be given. It will be fulfilled for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will amplify the reward for him, and He will give him that which he never thought of. And from the deeds on the day of resurrection is the recompense and the scale. The recompense and the scale. The Muslims on the day of resurrection will be three categories. The first, those who will not be requited and will be admitted to paradise. No punishment, as in the hadith of the 70,000 who will enter paradise. And this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith of Umran bin Husayn. And as to the second category, they are mentioned in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, verse 7-9, chapter 84, verse 7-9. قال الله تعالى
فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا.
Then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, he surely will receive an easy reckoning and will return to his family in joy. This kind of reckoning is only presentation. It's not a reckoning of discussion and checking. No. This is only presentation. And so he will be from the happy ones. The third category is the reckoning of questioning and discussion and detail. And this is where the person will be under danger, because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man nuqisha al-hisaba 'udhib," the one who will be checked and discussed in his reckoning, he will be punished. As to the kafirs, will they be subjected to reckoning? Some of the scholars said that the kafirs will not be subjected to this, to the reckoning, because they don't have good deeds. Rather, they will be taken to hell because they don't have good deeds. And from the ulama are with the opinion that they will be reckoned a reckoning of admittance and attestation for their deeds and their kufr, then they will be taken to the hellfire, waliyadu billah. And on that day there will be the scale upon which the deeds will be weighed, the good deeds on one side and the bad deeds on the other side of the scale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23, 102 and 103.
فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ.
Those whose scales are heavy, these are the successful, and those whose scales are light, they are those who lose their own selves. In hell will be their abode. Similarly, the one who is given his record with his right hand, then his reckoning is light, and the one who is given his record with his left, then his reckoning is severe, وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And you will see the horrors and the great dangers from one horror to the next. So this is the day of resurrection. This is the consequence of the message of the messengers. This is where people will be faced with the destiny either of an endless bliss, or for the kafirs and the disbelievers, and the endless torment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who work in goodness in preparation for this day, and to save us from the torment of the grave and the torment of the horrors of the day of resurrection. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.